You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now, when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to Jerusalem to test him with hard questions, having a very great retinue and camels bearing spices and very much gold and precious stones. And when she came to Solomon, she told him all that was on her mind, and Solomon answered all her questions. There was nothing hidden from Solomon that he could not explain to her. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, the house that he had built, the food of his table, the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants and their clothing, his cupbearers and their clothing, and his burnt offerings that he offered at the house of the Lord, there was no more breath in her. And she said to the king, "The report was true that I heard in my own land of your words and of your wisdom, but I did not believe the reports until I came and my own eyes had seen it. Blessed be the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and set you on his throne as king for the Lord your God. Because your God loved Israel and would establish them forever, he has made you king over them, that you may execute justice and righteousness." Then she gave the king 120 talents of gold and a very great quantity of spices and precious stones. There were no spices such as those that the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Moreover, the servants of Hiram and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum wood and precious stones. And the king made from the algum wood supports for the house of the Lord and for the king's house, lyres also, and harps for the singers. There never was seen the like of them before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the Queen of Sheba all that she desired, whatever she asked, besides what she had brought to the king. So she turned and went back to her own land with her servants. Here ends the reading. Let's dive into some interesting history given our reading today from 2 Chronicles. Because of our close relationship with the Ethiopian Evangelical Church Makani Yesus, the largest Lutheran church body in the world, we have had the chance to send visitors to Ethiopia regularly. It's interesting to learn the history of the Solomonic dynasty in Ethiopia, which lasted from Menelik I in the 10th century BC for 3,000 years uninterrupted. And how did Solomon exert such an influence in Sheba or Ethiopia? In our reading about the visit of the Queen of Sheba to Solomon, to test him with hard questions, it ends that Solomon gave her all that she desired, whatever she asked. However it happened, she returned pregnant with Solomon's son. He became Menelik I, first emperor of Ethiopia. According to tradition, when Israel was threatened, Menelik, with divine assistance, brought the Ark of the Covenant to Ethiopia for safekeeping, with a forgery left in Jerusalem. To this day, it's said that the Orthodox Church in Ethiopia keeps the Ark in the Church of Our Lady of Zion in Aksum. So why share this as our Lenten daily devotion? First, because it relates to our reading for the day, and second, because it's interesting historically, and third, it reminds us of the mystery of the Lord God's will throughout history. Let's pray. O Lord our God, keep our eyes on Jesus and Jesus only, giving thanks for the great history of our salvation. Amen. A suggested Lenten response. Pray today for our brothers and sisters in Ethiopia, for stability, faith, and belief.
Thank you for joining us today. the North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.